Indest, brought to you by Mako Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Minvale, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Welcome to Bayou Sports on this Monday morning. A little cloudy outside. Was hoping for some rain last night. I don't think we got it.
No, it looks like the people are kind of northeast of us are getting it.
Yeah, really, really could use. Yeah, you know, of course we don't want to. We don't want to deluge, but we could yeah. certainly use a shower.
Well, Mondays and Fridays, I water my plants,
and I think it's about to get really sunny. So
yes, later on this morning. Yes. Yeah.
So huge weekend for Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. 50 teams. The weekend got started with our own resident golf expert, Teddy Sliman, and myself handling the Calcutta, which was just it was fun time.
I bet.
Good time.
I bet.
I didn't even put on the cowboy hat.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
You got your boots, too?
Absolutely. You don't. Okay. And short pants. No, I'm joking. I had jeans.
You're not a real cowboy until you get on a horse. So.
But anyway, just unbelievable turnout, course in pristine condition. First of all, I'll talk about the last thing I want to talk about. Well, actually, Michael Caffrey and I, playing in the second flight, very fortunate to get in there because we're borderline, should be first or second. In first flight, we're donating.
So how did McJabby do?
First flight, I'm going to let you know. Would you?
Okay.
First flight, we know we're donating. But second flight, we have a legitimate shot. On Saturday, as far as hitting the ball, I had a 4 out of 10, a 4 on a scale of 1 to 10 day.
Oh, you didn't hit the ball well.
Michael had a 1.
Ooh.
But I had an out-of-body experience on the greens.
Mm-hmm.
I made every putt I looked at. I'm telling you, I don't think I missed a putt inside of 20 feet.
That's pretty impressive.
No, and I'm telling you, that is not me. So we shoot 6 under, and we're in the mix. We're one shot out of second. There was one team that just went berserk on the first day. The second day, I probably hit it, a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. Michael hit it a 5.
A little better.
And we couldn't make any putts, man.
Typical.
Just couldn't make any putts.
Were you chipping around the green, too?
We a little bit. We end up one shot out of third, and we missed 2 short putts coming in on 16 and 17.
Okay.
Very disappointing.
What you call short, 10 foot?
No, well, 5-footer on for birdie on 16 and literally a 4-footer for par on 17.
You didn't have a mulligan?
No mulligans. Oh, my goodness. Thank God. It took long enough. People think that because it's a scramble, it goes fast. Man, guys, take a while. It was 5-hour rounds of golf.
Should have brought you string.
String tournament. Steve Smith, Iberia Country Club.
That's right.
But more importantly, let's throw our flight out. So we're going to climb the ladder, first flight. Very proud. So, of course, you bring in all these. I mean, we had many players from Oakbourne, Le Triomphe, a lot of guys that play the Lafayette Public Circuit, with the Wetlands and Vosges.
Okay.
Really fired up, though, that in the 2 top flights that Cane Row golfers stepped up.
Is that because they knew the course?
It helps. Okay. It's always good on your home course. It's always. And what's really good, too, is the higher you get up the ladder, the less sandbagging you're going to have. Everybody knows you're just flat out good.
Sure.
Okay, so there's not as much, oh, these guys shouldn't. There was a team in the third flight that I think a lot of it had to do with the tees that they were playing. But, I mean, you looked at it and it was like, oh, my God, they should have never been in that flight. But overall, I think it was flighted very fairly. In the first flight, Ryan Gosselin and Jacob Friu, who started out very slowly, we actually beat them by 2 shots on the first day. They shoot 68 the first day and come back with a 62 to tie and win it in a playoff.
Hello. One hole or 2 holes?
I do not know that.
Okay.
But Ryan Gosselin and Jacob Friu win the first flight. The big daddy. I'm talking, we got Brody LeBlanc and Corey Hassel. Are without a doubt, it's not even close, the 2 best players at Cane Row.
Okay.
Kenley Jones, when he's playing a lot, you know, just Kenley isn't quite – he doesn't play as often as he used to. Not in. He's getting a little older. Okay.
All right.
But these two guys are our flag waivers. They are the cream of the crop at Cane Row. Come out the first day and shoot 61, 11 under.
Hello.
One-shot lead. But all but – if I'm going to say there – let's say there were 11 teams in a championship flight.
Okay.
One team shot like 67. Everybody else shot between 63 and 61.
Whoa.
So there were 10 teams within two, you know, all within two shots of each other.
Very competitive.
Absolutely. And look, we're talking the pro at – well, he's no longer a card-carrying pro, but Cade Hebert, former state amateur champion, is playing along with his partner. And you got Bill Land, former state amateur. I mean, we got some players now.
Yeah, that's quality.
Brody and Hassel. In typical Brody LeBlanc, I called him this morning, we're talking, he's like, man, we were this after this, and then we just fell apart. And I'm like, Brody, did you win? Well, yeah. They were 7-under after five holes.
What?
They were 7-under after five holes.
They chip in?
But then, no, eagle five. You're going to eagle five.
Oh, that's true.
Five plays, like to guys like Brody and Hassel in a scramble, five is a number five, the par five is a par
four to
them. Yeah,
I'm thinking six.
They're going to be hitting wedges. You know, they're going to go left of the pond and be hitting – they're hitting wedges in on their second shot.
Sure.
I mean, we birdied that hole both days and should have made – we actually had a very good shot at eagle the first day.
On the front five and seven of the par fives?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And seven, of course, a bit harder.
Yeah, it's a little longer too.
Absolutely. They're 7-under after five, 10-under after 12. Like Brody says, yeah, we limped in with two birdies, but they shoot 60 on the second day. 60 on the second day. So they shoot 121 to win the tournament by two. So proud of those guys. Proud to say that I regularly play golf with those guys. Proudly say that I often donate money to those guys in our golf game.
Yeah, they got deep pockets. Yeah. They got a hold of money.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm the one that has to have the deep pockets so that I can donate to them on a weekly basis.
You'd be like Lee Trevino, man.
Yeah, show up with no money.
Yeah.
Play harder. But again, Ryan Desimo, Hugh Andre, Bruce Cochran, who is our greenskeeper, all those guys, just big thank you. Kevin Arsenault. I don't know what we call Kevin. Kevin's a teacher by day and assistant club pro by weekend. An afternoon, just all the guys out there at Cane Row that do what they do. We really appreciate you, and just like I said, a fabulous golf tournament. First annual Cane Row Invitational. I'm thinking if we keep it on that weekend, we need to go somewhere in the direction of with turkey, the turkey shoot, something.
Okay, all right.
You know, just kind of incorporate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, birds of a feather
flock together.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, you know, we got to throw some spitballs up against the wall, see what...
Yes, what sticks.
Yeah,
like
see
spaghetti.
What sticks, exactly. All right, LSU. I'm talking about them the least today, so I combined them with the golf tournament. Tigers just look like heck, man. They just look terrible. Win the game against ULM. Max Johnson, when you look at his numbers... Solid night, 22 of 33, 319 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. TD Price, you know, that. Let's start calling him instead of Tyrion Davis Price. Let's call him TD Price. Doesn't that sound better?
TD Price, yeah.
TD Price.
TD Price.
The guy, his stock rises in the draft just by being called that.
He didn't quite have 100 yards, did he?
He had 21 carries, 82 yards.
Yeah, we needed 80 in the next two games to break 1,000.
No, he needed more than. Oh, yeah, average 80.
That's right.
Yes, yes. Which against A&M, that's going to be a lot more difficult.
We'll see.
Malik Nabers, very great night for Malik Nabers, the former. Malik had a very interesting high school career.
Over Como.
Played at Como, but then tried to transfer to Southside his senior year because one of his assistant coaches transferred along with him. That made him ineligible, so he didn't play football his senior year.
Really?
Yes.
Didn't know that.
Four catches for 143 yards and a touchdown. Very impressive night. Jack Betch, another solid night. Betch always seems to have that four to seven catches. He's the trash guy. He's the guy you go to, you know, running those stick routes, running those option routes, getting open, check down, and just having a great season for the Tigers, albeit the team stinks pretty badly. Tigers outgain the Terry Bowden-led Warhawks 411-311, 18 first downs to 17, 72 plays to 66, each team one interception. The Warhawks led by Rhett Rodriguez. I'm thinking that's probably Rich's son. I don't know that for a fact.
That's a good guess.
12 of 22, 157 yards. Well, that's probably a good way to get Rich Rodriguez to come be the offensive coordinator at UL Monroe. Hey, man, bring your kid over. Rodgers also throws the ball. 4 of 6, 36 yards, one touchdown. Malik Jackson, 21 carries, 78 yards. And although it's not his God-given, mother-given name, Jeremy Boogie Knight, but he does go by Boogie. But that I did read that is not his name on his birth certificate.
It's not his given name.
It's okay. Not his given name. Boogie right. Knight catches 5 passes for 57 yards.
5 passes and a score.
Yes. The thing that Coach O is getting hammered over, and probably rightfully so, okay? Now, I'll say this. If the play would have worked, they wouldn't be all over him. They'd be like, hey, oh, man, he's still throwing fireballs at people.
It worked one time.
Well, it was such – it wasn't only a – so let's back up if you happen to not know what happened. Ball on the minus 39-yard line, meaning your own 39-yard line, 4 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Tigers up 17-0. They've got a punt. And they don't only have to punt. It's 4th and 8. It's not like it's 4th and 2 or 4th and 3. With all the innovative fake punts out there, first of all, you don't fake punt right there. You just don't. You don't fake punt in any way, shape, or form up 17-0 against an opponent that you know you're better than. You don't do it against anybody. You just don't do it. Well, you not only do it, but you throw the ball. You let your punter throw the ball to your gunner. Your gunner is your wideout, who is covered by a corner. Now, if I'm trying to give LSU Coach O / special teams coordinator, don't know who that is. If I'm going to reach and try to give them the benefit of the doubt, I'm thinking that in that situation, they expected the corner to come off the edge and try to block the punt. Maybe they saw something on film, but he never even flinched.
Yeah.
That corner's eyes never came off of the gunner.
Right. You're right.
Never. So you're throwing a 50-50 ball, and it's not a 50-50 ball when the punter's throwing it to your gunner. I'm sorry, it's not a 50-50 ball anymore. On 4th and 8 from your own 39-yard line, which leads to a UL Monroe touchdown. And let's just close our eyes for a second and imagine that leads to a UL Monroe win. Now, O's already lost his job, and that's the problem because everybody's like, he just doesn't care, and it makes it look like he doesn't care. And that doesn't help O in future in coaching, and which leads me to believe that O never imagines of being. If I hear another guy on the putting green tell me, O's going to be the head coach at Miami, O's going to be the head coach at USC. No, he's not, and if anybody hires him at head coach, they're cooking meth, man, and they're taking it.
I understand.
He had the season that he had. It was a perfect storm.
Yeah, everything fell into place.
But I'm sorry. The guy, he is who he is. And I'm not saying you don't need to love Coach O for who he is. And I think he's a fabulous assistant. He's not a fabulous coordinator. He's never been one. You know, D-line coach / recruiter. I hate what he's doing here. because it tarnishes his legacy. I do believe this, that we're going to get 10 years down the road, and we're going to get in 2029, and it's going to be the 10-year anniversary of the 19 team, and he will be welcomed back into Tiger Stadium with open arms because he is a homegrown Louisianian down the bayou who he is. But quit tarnishing, quit putting chips in your legacy, man.
Yeah, it's just going to take time for that to wear off.
Yes.
Yeah, they remembered Paul Dietzel. And he'd never leave.
Eric Hike is saying that Napier's not going anywhere and we're hiring O as the recruiting coordinator.
I don't think that's going to happen either. But, you know, when you think about it, Dietzel left LSU after telling him, I'll never leave LSU. He goes to Army, lasts there about 3 years. Then he's at South Carolina, and guess who LSU opens up against? Yeah. South Carolina.
So, and then just, we're going to talk about Napier in a minute. We're going to get to UL and Liberty. But, boy, Napier, now that Florida's open, all these schools are open, Cajuns fans definitely concerned about losing our just phenomenal football coach. But we'll talk about the UL-Liberty game, a game, go figure, a game in which the Cajuns dominate a team that was a 4-point favorite at kickoff. And the Cajuns drop in the polls. Yeah, go figure that one, okay? But we'll talk about that when we come back right here after this message from our sponsors on the new Kane 107.5 FM.
What does Arsenault Ford have to be thankful for?
The way you trust us.
Your repeat business.
Arsenault Ford says thank you with 0% plus holiday cash. You make it easy to be thankful at Arsenault Ford.
The summer heat has faded away, but we're far from having comfortable weather. Let Harris Heating and Cooling keep you comfortable during the winter weather roller coaster. They offer free estimates on complete systems and interest-free financing for replacements. They're available 7 days a week to service your heater or AC. Having trouble with a natural gas fireplace? Harris services those too. From wearing a coat on Monday to wearing shorts on Friday, you'll always be comfortable with Harris. Call 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalmore are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalmore's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalmore. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back, 107.5 FM, the new Kane. Just remember, you can always check us out on your laptop or home computer at www.kane1240.com. Simple Radio, just simply download Simple Radio, the app, to your phone, and you can listen to that in your vehicle if you are outside of our, out of range for us. A lot of different ways you can listen to Bayou Sports as well as all of the other wonderful programs here on the new Kane 107.5 FM. UL Liberty, again, Liberty, 4-point favorite. A lot of people were scratching their head on that one, and evidently Vegas, this is one that they got pretty wrong. Now, of course, if you are a Vegas prognosticator, you can't expect somebody to turn the ball over six times. But still, the Cajuns really just baffled Malik Willis. Patrick Toney for the Cajuns. This guy might be one of the best defensive coordinators in the country. You don't win 10 straight games with just the head coach being phenomenal. It takes some help, and there's no other sport that is as staff dependent as football. I mean, especially when you look at the high school level, there's many basketball coaches that did it all by themselves for a long time. In baseball, there's a lot of guys that have done it all by themselves with just a little bit of help. Football, impossible to do. Got to have quality help. Now, one thing in high school football that I've always said, the head coach needs to be able to teach that quality help. You can't expect that quality help just to show up, especially at the smaller levels. I know when I was at Catholic High my first year, we brought in guys, Josh DeRosick had never coached a down of football in his life. You teach him, and ended up being a great defensive coordinator for me. But Billy Napier has surrounded himself with some great coaches, and Patrick Toney, just remember that name because he's not going to be an assistant coach forever. I don't know. I don't know what his background is. I don't know the age situation. I don't know if he's ready. But, you know, if Napier does leave, whether he goes with Napier, is he up for the job? He does seem to be a pretty young guy. Maybe Eric Hite can.
That's true. If Napier would happen to leave, if that would take place, whoever he takes to give you an indication who he thinks is a good coach.
Oh, well, no doubt. And it's always tough because you got some hometown guys. I mean, you've got Leger and Desimo.
Yeah.
That's Lafayette. That's New Iberia Lafayette guys.
That's right.
I had somebody tell me, again, on the putting green, a lot of, you know, instead of water, what do they call that? The gossip around the water. Yeah, water cooler gossip.
Okay.
I've got putting green gossip.
Okay.
Oh, Desimo's going to get the job if Napier leaves. I think he's going to eventually get one, but I think it's a little early. It's a little early. So we'll see. We don't want to say that Napier's gone, but he's going to get some offers. He's going to get some offers. He is one of the hottest names out there, along with, of course, the guy at Cincinnati. Is it Fickell or Fickle?
Fickle.
Is it Fickle? Okay. Rhymes with nickel. But the Cajuns, just 14 of 34, Malik Willis goes for 162 yards, two touchdowns and two picks. Dalen Cambray has a 26-yard fumble return for the Cajuns.
That's not calm.
Cambray?
No, calm.
Calm? Okay, I got you. Calm?
Yeah, that's like, in New Iberia, it's pronounced calm.
Okay.
Of course, it might be like Desarmo and Desimo.
Yeah, yeah. UL, Levi goes 14 of 25, 166 yards, three touchdowns, no picks. Just a typical Levi game. A little different. I always look at this because I know how that running back slash receiver room is. Imani Bailey, who was the, without a doubt, the third guy of the three.
That's
the
right.
Guy getting the least carries. Although he had been, his totals as far as yards per carry.
But didn't he miss a game or two?
Maybe. But he gets the most carries. And I don't just remember, coaches do that. You don't want that guy to transfer. Pat Brennan coming out and just throwing it out there. He's saying Napier's number two on Florida's list behind Bob Stoops.
Interesting.
Which I believe that in a second. I think that's solid information. Billy Napier, he's a dude. The dude is a dude. And in this day and age when you're trying to avoid, you know, any drama, he is a drama-less guy.
Yeah, he's pretty like a cucumber.
By the book, man.
Yeah.
By the book. He's cool. As the great Stuart Scott would say, cooler than the other side of the pillow.
I hear you.
So, yeah, Bailey carries it 13 times for 60 yards in a score. Smith, 9 carries, 41 yards. Montrell Johnson, 11 for 37 in a score. Sweet Pete has 2 catches for 38 yards. Again, the Cajuns do have one gentleman, Neil Johnson, that has the whopping 4 catches, but for the whopping 6 yards.
6 yards?
4 carries for 6 yards.
Yeah, it must have.
I'd rather have 1 for 20 than 4 for 6.
Yeah, and he must have been caught behind the line once.
Yeah, maybe so. But again, the Cajuns, 9 receivers, 8 of them, 2 catches or less.
Amazing.
They spread it around.
Yeah,
and again, look, sometimes I'm always after a big win, I was always looking for something to pick on my team. And it's something I'm going to pick on the Cajuns, 3 of 13, third down.
Oh, yeah. That's
and I'm going to go back to the lack of a go-to receiver. But still, they're 3 of 4 on fourth down. And win the turnover battle and just easily beat a solid football team that had not lost a home game in forever.
Yeah, in 15 games.
Yes. Had not lost a home game in forever. Was just seemed to be as good as anybody at home.
Yes, that's 2.5 years ago.
Yep. Liberty, definitely, that's got to put a damper on their the level of bowl that they're looking at. The Cajuns moving forward, UL Monroe, chance to really, UL opens up as a 20-point favorite.
Okay.
Against ULM.
LSU was a 28.5 point favorite.
Yes. So, Cajuns, you know, just a little mythical comparison. You know, LSU wins by 13.
Where did they play that game?
Monroe or in
Lafayette?
Let's look at our
schedule guide, their pocket guide.
Pocket guide right here, right in front of us.
Kind of running out of room there.
Yes. I pull one of these out all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, Cajuns right here. Cajuns at home. Cajuns at home.
Okay.
On the 27th against ULM.
So it's a senior night game.
Probably so. Probably so. And then it looks like the Cajuns are on a course to play App State again. It'll be a rubber match.
In Lafayette, though.
In Lafayette, absolutely. App State is leading the Eastern Division. Cajuns have already wrapped up the West. Cajuns have wrapped up. It doesn't matter what happens next week. The Cajuns will be playing at home, I believe, December 4th.
Correct.
Those tickets are already on sale as far as – yeah, they're already on sale. We're looking to put 35, 40,000
– Yeah, you got to put a good crowd in there.
In Cajun field for that one.
And December the 4th is a Saturday night.
Not that the Cajuns have not been on national TV a bunch this year, but this is going to be big-time national television. For everybody, because I'm not sure when – yeah, so when the Cajuns play on a Tuesday and Thursday, yes, it's national television. It's not regional. It's
right.
National. Excuse me.
Also,
but this is national on a Saturday.
They haven't announced the time yet, though, huh?
I believe they have.
They have.
2:30.
2:30,
yes,
okay.
I was going to say that, but I didn't have any conviction. But Jeff in the back says 2:30 with conviction. So,
all right.
2:30, December 4th, Cajun Field. But, of course – got to take care of ULM. You do not want to go limping into that game. It just, I'll say, a loss to ULM, and now you're not going to put the 35 to 40.
True. Well,
I'm sorry. I just think there's a lot of fair-weathered fans. And look, I do not. So, some people may look at the term fair-weathered fan as a negative. They're fair-weathered fans everywhere, folks.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to recruit those guys. It's kind of the same way that when you're in election and you got the left and the right, okay, the people who recruit the ones that really aren't that left and really aren't that right, that's who wins, right?
The independents.
That's who, well, not necessarily an independent, but just the moderates. The moderates.
The moderates, true.
The moderates.
Either way.
Okay, because either way, the moderates are the ones that end up deciding who wins elections.
They typically do.
Well, it's the same way with a fair-weathered fan, okay? Same thing. Yeah, we'll take a caller. You're on the air on Bayou Sports with Coach Indes and Turbo.
Hey, Coach Indes. This is the long-lost Eric Hike. Good morning.
Wait. What's your name again, sir?
Running the roads, man. Running the roads early this morning. And
Notre Dame's got a fight song, Hike.
Listening to you guys, and I wish I had an update on Napier's status, but...
My man Boomer's saying... Pat Brennan saying he's number two on the Florida list, which I have a total belief that that's probably true. He's just too good. You know, one thing I do appreciate, I'm going to throw out a guy's name right now, Kent LeBlanc. Okay, you know Kent LeBlanc. You know Pop. Pop is not only a Cajuns fan, but he is a rabid Cajuns fan. Like,
yes, he is.
An emotional. It can be an overly emotional Cajuns fan. But... When I see a guy like Kent LeBlanc come out on social media and he understands that Napier, if he gets these an unbelievable opportunity, that probably has to take it, and also looks at it like, you know, UL has been pretty much a graveyard for head football coaches.
Oh, absolutely.
Over its history. Nobody to this date has parlayed the UL job into a better job. And let's just face it, I hope it isn't like that 50 years from now. I hope things change over time. But G5 jobs, the way the world, the way college football is set up right now, will be stepping stone jobs. And
yeah, no, look, Ken's right on. I mean, at the end of the day, Napier is leaving it far better than he got here.
Exactly. And the deal is now you look at, all right, Napier, and I give credit to Ole Hudspeth, too, because they turned this job from a $250,000 a year job. It became a $1 million a year job. Now it's become almost a $2 million a year job. So guess what?
Yep.
If and when Napier does leave, there's going to be some heavy hitters, just like it all started with Malzahn at Arkansas State, and you went Hugh Freeze and just all these guys, and that became a great stepping stone situation. And if that happens with the Cajuns, so be it. That's just the way it's going to play out.
Yeah, no, you're spot on. I mean, we can kind of look at the history at Arkansas State and look at the number of coaches that started there and ended up going on to Power Fives. That's where you hope to be.
Yeah, Houston. Look at Houston. Look at these different schools that are just thought of to be, you know, just that upper echelon G5. And Napier's gotten us there. We're there.
Yeah.
We're not almost there. Yeah. We're there.
Now, look, I'm not surrendering him quite yet.
I'm with you.
I do think Florida is at the top of the list. But let's just say we're making a push to rally some donors to – put up some more cash, keep Napier and Lafayette.
You better start printing the money.
Yeah. Well, look, all you got to do is like they did for Mel Tucker at Michigan State. Although it's so funny because they did this prior to him just getting waxed by Ohio State. I'm wondering if the two guys from Michigan State who both put up $2.5 million apiece.
That's crazy.
So Tucker, you know, whatever, who else is paying his salary? About $4 million. These two guys come in at $2.5 million apiece. So that's all you got to find. So Eric, hey, aren't you? Let's just cut that in half. One and a quarter. Eric Hike, you come up with a 1.25. Make a phone call. Get another guy 1.25. And look, Napier.
I got. I got 1 1/4 right here in my glove box in quarters.
Are you saving that for your next Mickey D's trip?
Yeah, I'm gonna go get a. I'm gonna get my son a sausage McMuffin.
Tell your dad to sell his house.
Come on, can't now, do that. Eric's about to move right next to him.
That's all right.
Hey, no. So I mean, look. The reality is, you know, we got to finish the season strong. Like you said, you got to beat ULM. And then you gotta pack Cajun Field for the championship game. I mean, a tough matchup against App State. You hate to play them again, but it is what it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Should be interesting though. You all should be a 7-point pick, I bet.
Against you talking about U? No. Oh, you're talking about against App State.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. No, ULM, they're 20. Oh. Yeah, it's 20. The early line's 20. I checked that out because I was actually looking at my. I am picking G5s this week, and I got like five games. It's so hard to pick the G5s because you don't. But, yeah, I'm looking at the Cincinnati game, Houston game, Cajuns game, UTSA, and Georgia State. But no, the Cajuns, they run the ball well. They throw the ball off of play action so well. And one last comment from you, Eric. Patrick Toney, how good is that guy?
He's unbelievable, and if you've listened to Napier over the last 2 years, he's always touting Toney. He said he's one of the brightest young coaches in the country.
How old is that guy?
Week in and week out.
How old is that guy?
He's in his late 30s.
Yeah, yeah. So is he a candidate to take over?
I think he'll definitely get a shot. He'll get an interview. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. He's got an all-star cast. And look, you know, I was kind of joking about bringing Coach O on as a recruiting coordinator. But, I mean, look, he brought in Matt Vietar last year.
No doubt.
He's using the Saban model.
Yes.
And he's staffing up, like you said. It's all about the staff.
Yep.
And that's a big part of his success.
Yeah. And I tell you, people don't realize how strong of a guy Matt Vietar is, especially in the supportive role. Because Matt's not one of the 10, right? He's not one of the 10 position coaches. Matt's more in an analyst / supportive role. And the thing is, what Matt brings to that situation, Matt cut his teeth in high school football. He cut his teeth at Jennings High School and at Sulphur High School, okay? And so he's got that respect and love from the high school coaches in the area.
That's right. That's right. So, man, I don't know what's going to happen with Napier, and I'm hearing all this, but what I've heard from the inside is, you know, he really wants to see the groundbreaking of the new stadium, which is fairly close to happening, I'd say, in the next 3 months. I don't know if that's accurate or not. We'll just have to see how it plays out. At the end of the day, we got to enjoy this guy while he's in Lafayette.
You want to know what people – sometimes people tend to forget, Eric, that these guys are dudes just like me and you, okay? They got the same problems. They've got the same issues. They're just dudes. They're just dudes that people talk about a lot. And don't think for a second that mama don't have a big say-so on what happens one way or another in decisions like that.
Oh, no.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing when Joe Boudreaux is working for Halliburton. Then all of a sudden, the other oil company, you know, Chevron, gives him a call and offers him X amount of money to transfer to Houston. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't you think Clotilde, Joe's wife, is going to have a say-so whether he goes to Houston? Well,
yeah,
it's the same thing. It's the same thing with these coaches. Mama
really
has a big say on what happens, and don't think for a second she doesn't.
Well, and you know, look, Napier, he proved this model over the last couple of years. He's turned down Power 5 jobs.
Yep.
So it's not just about the cash, not just
Correct.
About the money, and it's not about the name on the chest of the school. He's proven that. He's got a list of factors and checklists, and if they're not all checked off, he's not moving.
Now, this is the problem. Florida checks off a lot of boxes.
Well, but listen, I do hear Florida's in a situation with its president, so there may be some influx there.
Yeah.
So some instability, and I'm just saying, you know, he wants support from everybody within the organization.
And look, we're going a little over, but I want to talk about this.
Yep.
If you got a second, I mentioned this to. I've got a little three-way text with the great Phil Streva and the immortal Patrick Terrio that we go back and forth and we talk ball, and they're always looking for my insight. It is so easy since the college football playoff was created for a coach to lose his locker room at a school that has national championship aspirations. I'm going to give you a tale of two teams. You've got Missouri. Missouri starts the year. Now, don't get me wrong. They in the back of them, oh, yeah, man, we're trying to play for a national championship. No, they're not. Missouri is trying to get to a good bowl game. You agree? Mm-hmm. That's all Missouri is trying to do. They're just trying to play solid football and get to a bowl game.
Oh, absolutely.
So you get to the end of the year, and you think about where their attitude is. They're hovering around 500. They're trying to get above 500. Now you've got Florida. Okay, you've got Florida that could have beat Alabama, all right, it early in the season, and then they just for whatever reason lose a couple of games, and then boom, they shut it down. They have they shut it down, and Mullen lost the locker room, and I think that is going to happen a lot more often. These coaches these days, they're going to have to be part shrink, man.
That's right.
To keep it together.
And those are some of the intangibles that you see in Napier. He kind of checks all those boxes, and the things he's been able to accomplish over the last couple of years, you just don't hear any turmoil. You don't hear any disgruntlement within the organization and the players, although they're full of talent. Everyone seems satisfied in the direction. Napier's a stud. You hit the nail on the head, and I can't say it enough. If you haven't figured that out, it's unfortunate because he may not be here much longer, but he is a dude.
Oh, there's no doubt. No, he'll go down, 50, 60, 70, whatever. Our grandchildren and their kids will be, that are huge Cajun fans. They'll be going back and talking about the Napier era. There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Yep.
And I hope it's not as much, because the only way that won't happen is if the Cajuns just follow him up. If we can follow up Napier with another Napier and another Napier, then you know what? Let's hope that maybe not 100 years from now he'll be thought of as that great. Because that just means but he still did start it. There's no doubt. And again, I'm going to go back to HUD. I'm going to give HUD some love. I was not the biggest HUD fan in the world because HUD was HUD, okay? But he did. Yep. He brought some juice to this program that was never brought before.
Absolutely.
He brought some juice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Eric, man. Absolutely. I appreciate the call.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Y'all have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You too, brother.
All right.
All right, we're going to be back right after these matches. We're going to quickly talk Saints-Eagles. Not much to talk about there.
Nope.
Oh, gosh, man. And then we're going to get to high school football. Heartbreaker in the Ville. And we're going to get to our picks. We went 5-1. Between the three of us this week, we went 5-1. Proud of that. Proud of the guys here at Kane. 5-1. We'll be back right after these messages on the new Kane 107.5 FM.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. This Saturday, it's Mackey's Anything Cook-Off with the Bad Boys playing at noon, Cajun Company Band at 7. 19 TVs has you covered for LSU and the Saints, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 5 to 8, Thursdays 3 to 6. Most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
The summer heat has faded away, but we're far from having comfortable weather. Let Harris Heating and Cooling keep you comfortable during the winter weather roller coaster.
They offer free estimates on complete systems and interest-free financing for replacements. They're available 7 days a week to service your heater or AC. Having trouble with a natural gas fireplace? Harris services those too. From wearing a coat on Monday to wearing shorts on Friday, you'll always be comfortable with Harris. Call 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
What does Arsenal Ford have to be thankful for?
The way you trust us.
Your repeat business.
Arsenal Ford says thank you with 0% plus holiday cash. You make it easy to be thankful at Arsenal Ford.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, welcome back. Talk a little Saints. Trevor Siemian, who the one thing he had done was protect the football.
He did.
You know, the two solids for the Saints. The Saints stop the run, and they protect the football.
Yeah.
I mean, really, wouldn't you say that that was the two we're talking about boxes checked?
I want to say they hadn't thrown an interception in six games.
It's been a while. I mean, because Jameis was taking care of the ball.
Yes.
Siemian taking care of the ball.
Yes.
But two picks. Ingram, big turnover.
And they went 0 for 2.
Yeah.
In those categories.
Yeah. Don't stop the run. The Eagles rushed for 242 yards. I'd like to know the stat in the NFL that when you rush for 240-plus yards or whatever, how often you lose. I would say not very often.
No, I agree with you.
Time of possession, 37-22.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
And a lot of times that is it's a little skewed, but not then. Jalen Hurts – he does his typical Jalen Hurts night, but he doesn't get you beat. He goes 13 of 24, 147 yards, 18 carries for 69 yards and three scores. And then you got the three-headed monster. It was really more of a two-headed monster, but Miles Sanders, 16 for 94 rushing yards. Jordan Howard, 10 for 63. Got to mention Boston Scott, Louisiana Tech guy, six carries for 16 yards. Not that good of a night, but still, when you add that up, 242 yards. Just to go in a different, you know, Troutman had a decent game, 5 for 58.
Yeah, he didn't drop many.
Ingram had six catches for 25 yards. Traquan Smith, 5 catches for 64. The one thing I'll say about it'd be interesting, and I'm sure I could find this stat somewhere, to see in the NFL who is bet on the most. What teams carry the most action? Because I'm telling you right now, anybody that would bet on the Saints week to week, you're a little cuckoo. You just never – talk about a life as a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You're right.
I mean, this is a team that has shown they can beat the best the NFL has to offer and can lose to the worst the NFL has to offer.
You're right.
You just don't know with these guys. Got no clue. I mean, I know in my times when it's been my turn to pick the NFL, I wouldn't dream of picking the Saints one way or another.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, I'm not being a hater saying that they're going to lose. I'm just talking about just picking them.
Right.
Because it seems like when they're a dog, they play well, and when they're favored, they play poorly.
Yeah, they just – you're right about that.
Now, I'm not sure. Were they a dog going into this?
Saints were one and a half, something like that.
Yes, let's see. So New Orleans,
Might have been moved a little bit.
I do think they were a dog this year. Yes, they were a 1.5-point dog.
It might have moved after Kamara was bailed.
And only because it was at Philadelphia.
Correct.
All right, if that game's in New Orleans, New Orleans probably a 3-point favorite.
Yeah, something in that vicinity, yes.
Yes. Gosh, dog, it's just the lack of talent in too many positions is catching up with the Saints.
Well, that they had six starters out.
Yes.
Two tackles, Kamara, and some others.
It's just and look, they're still at 500. This is okay. If you are – okay, Boxcar, I know you're listening to this. You texted early, and actually, he brought up a good point. Dr. Maggard needs to be mentioned when we talk about the wonderful things going on with the Cajuns.
Yeah, the AD at UL.
Yes. Want to mention him, but let's look at the glass as half full. The Minnesota Vikings just kicked a field goal. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. We'll talk about the rest of the NFL as we always do on Tuesdays.
All right.
The Minnesota Vikings kicked a last-second field goal. They've lost all year long on last-second field goals.
That's right.
They kick a last-second field goal to beat the Packers. They're 5-5. They are going into this week like, woo-woo! All right, we're making a run. Well, you know what, Saints, you're 5-5. It's just you're on a different trajectory, but God dog it, you're still 5-5.
That's right.
The Miami Dolphins are 4-7 right now on a 3-game winning streak and feeling frisky. I saw an article. The path for the Dolphins to make the playoffs, okay?
That's right.
So, hey, don't lose faith yet. I get it. There's going to be a certain point sometimes when you're just like, I'm not even watching them anymore, okay? But they're 5-5. There's a lot of parity in the NFL this year. You just never know. Think about the Buffalo Bills right now, who, if we were 6-4, we'd be ecstatic. The Buffalo Bills are 6-4, and they want to know what the heck is going on. What's rotten in Denmark? Okay?
What?
With all this talent, how the heck can we be 6-4?
Ask Tennessee how they feel.
Yes. Get beat by the Texans. The Texans. My goodness. Tyrod Taylor and the Texans.
That's right.
T-Square.
That's right.
Shows up in Nashville. My buddy Bill Reason. Every week he's a huge Titans fan. He sends out pictures from Facebook. And I text him and I'm like, dude, he goes, man, this is just gross. You get beat by the Texans. The NFL is cuckoo this year. It's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
It is.
It's nuts. So the Saints, you know, and it does, look, speaking of the Bills, isn't it the Bills?
What's that? They got three games Thanksgiving Day.
Okay, so we've got the Bills, the Cowboys, Jets, Bucks. And I refuse to look at any game now saying, oh, gosh, who are we playing? Because, well, yeah, we were so excited to be playing the Giants.
That's right.
You know?
How about the Falcons?
Yes.
You know?
My goodness
After
gracious.
After the Falcons beat us, they've gotten beat so bad by the next two
games.
The
Panthers. Really, the only bad team that we just flat out took care of was the Seahawks, and we barely did that. But, yeah, we got Buffalo at home. We got the Cowboys at home, then the Jets. And let's just hope we can go 2-1 in that stretch.
Yeah, and then you got the Bucks after that over there.
Bucks, Dolphins, Panthers. What I do like is Dolphins, Panthers, Falcons to finish it up. But again, I don't know. Maybe it should be the Packers, the Cardinals, and the Rams.
Yeah.
We got just as good a shot at winning.
Thank you. Amazing.
I mean, God, dog. Keeping an eye on that. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk high school. Heartbreaker in the Ville. We're going to talk about that and talk about our picks and how well we did this week overall. We'll be right back right here after these messages from our wonderful sponsors on the new Kane 107.5 FM.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. This Saturday, it's Mackey's Anything Cook-Off with the Bad Boys playing at noon, Cajun Company Band at 7. 19 TVs has you covered for LSU and the Saints, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 5 to 8, Thursdays 3 to 6. Most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand?
That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome to our last segment on Bayou Sports. Remember, stick around. We got Lee Kay coming up right after this segment. Going to be spinning some tunes on the Breakfast Club. We've got news and all kind of good stuff coming up on your Thanksgiving week. Just to let everyone know that we'll be off Thanksgiving, Bayou Sports, as well as the day after. I'll be out of town, so we'll be going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. Before we get to our picks, major tooting our own horn, we did well. We did well as a group. High school football, just so. As I had stated before, Friday night we had a wonderful night at Cane Row with Calcutta. Well, after that was done, we had a couple of young ladies. One of them, I don't remember her name, but one of them is actually Kelsey Bodan, the daughter of the late Greg Bodan, who was an assistant softball coach at Lorville. Wonderful guy. Greg and I right about the same age. We grew up around the same time. And super fella. Well, Kelsey, being the huge Lorville fan that she is, we were just dying over the fourth quarter. And again, like I've said before, Terry Martin being such a good friend for the last 25 years to me, rooting hard for the Tigers. And heartbreaking loss to Franklin. Zarek Perry does what Zarek Perry does at the end of the game. Couple of high snaps, but doesn't matter. Scrambles, and just finds a way to extend plays and not only get a touchdown to tie, but a two-point conversion to win.
That's right.
So Lorville, if I'm correct, did Lorville win one or two playoff games? Was that that was the second round. So
second game.
Yeah. So 11-1. The Tigers go. I believe Franklin. That makes them 10-2. If I'm not sure if they were 8-2 or 7-3.
They might have been 7-3.
Yes.
Okay. Or 8-3.
Yes. Yeah. So they were 8-2 going in. Okay. So. Regardless. Yeah,
they had a couple games.
But Franklin moves on. Jonesboro-Hodge will be next for them. And I'm telling you, that is a very winnable game for the Franklin Hornets.
Yes.
Very winnable game. So keep an eye on Franklin. Again, Franklin, not in our immediate area, but they are right down the road. So now I'm pulling hard for the Hornets. Tremaine Johnson does a tremendous job with them and wishing them all the best. Westgate, not a great showing against Leesville, but you know what? In the playoffs, all it is about advancing. That's
right.
All it is. It's about advancing. They win 16-7 over the Wampus Cats, handling my wife's alma mater.
Mm-hmm.
And they move on. They will travel to Northwood and Shreveport.
Yep.
Can I throw out sponsors? Can we talk about that now?
Not until we get permission.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Got it. Okay, we'll talk about that later. St. Martinville handles Iota very easily, 62-28. They will host, I believe, host Lutcher.
Ooh. Yes.
Yes, this week.
The Bulldogs.
A good friend of mine, Dwayne Jenkins, former Lutcher player, former Lutcher offensive coordinator that had jumped over to head coach at St. James, but then went back home to Lutcher. Good people right there. So that'll be a great game. And if St. Martinville wins and Abbeville wins, we're going to have a St. Martinville-Abbeville rematch in the semis, which was a 27-24 win in which St. Martinville had to hang on late. Abbeville had a furious rally.
Yes. Remember that game.
So a lot of good stuff going on in high school football.
Who does Abbeville play this week? Do you know?
Just because you asked me, I don't.
Okay.
I know I read it, but
it's a very winnable. I'm telling you, it's a very winnable game. It is a very winnable game that they have. They drew a great bracket.
Okay.
Great bracket. All right, picks. We'll go ahead and start with Turbo. Turbo is still bringing up the rear, but this
we're starting to have a log jam.
Yes. Starting to have a lot. So, Turbo, you had the NFL.
Yeah, I had the 49ers and 6 over Jacksonville. Of course, they demolished Jacksonville.
30-10.
Yeah. And then, of course, a game-time decision with Lamar Jackson.
That's a shame.
Of course, they win the game,
yes,
but it does beat the spread. You know, they get the ball back with less than 2 minutes left, and they drive down the field and kick a field goal.
And that's why you always see those 3.5, 4, 4.5 point spreads, because, the field goal.
Anyway, so I lose that one. That's our one loss of the week.
Yeah, so yeah, just not
and
knowing.
And if I'd have known that,
you'd have never
played.
And quite frankly, because the line moved so much, I was almost willing to give you the game.
Yeah,
but you bet against the Bears. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
So forget it.
But yeah, because the line went down to one. I think
one and a half.
Yeah.
1.5.
Moved. Yeah.
At first, I saw -15. Like, I know the Bears have a couple of penalties, but 50. Oh, 1.5. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And I was thinking that,
bad luck.
Well, they announced it during the week that he's going to play.
Yeah.
And then two or three hours before kickoff, nope, not going to play. And I almost wanted to text y'all and go, I'm picking another game.
So they pulled a Gilda Radner.
Yes.
Never mind.
That is correct.
All right, Jeff. Jeff is back to even Steven. It just took 2 weeks to even it up, but he's back to even Steven.
I hear you.
2-0.
And mid-majors, too. That's
yes.
I'm more proud
toughest
of that.
To pick. Toughest yeah. to
more
pick.
More proud of that. You know, I went with UL because Liberty struggled against UL Monroe, lost that game, and I just thought for sure UL could cover that 4.5, if not outright win the game. Like you say, 6 turnovers, you can't predict that kind of stuff, but... the other game, Hawaii, a lot of teams get lost when they go to Hawaii. You've had that experience.
Yep.
I'm not saying you guys suffered the same kind of
yep.
thing, but a lot of teams go to Hawaii when they don't do it often, and they just get lost in that environment. And
what a ball game.
I wasn't up for it, but.
yeah. I mean, no, I didn't watch it either, but 50-45.
Yeah.
Hell of a ball game. But, yeah, so Hawaii does cover. So now Turbo at 10-11-1, Jeff back 11-11. And before I get to mine, I do want to throw out Coach Brody just text me Abbeville, and I knew the reason I knew it is because Brian Fine, our former he is the offensive coordinator at Union Parish.
Okay, that's Farmerville. Farmerville.
Farmerville.
He's from that area.
The former Farmerville Farmers.
Well, not only that, my godchild was married to a Farmerville.
A former Farmerville Farmer?
That is correct.
Okay.
The alliteration just continues.
Exactly. So Brian Fine, the former head coach at Westgate, led Westgate to a lot of great wins and deep runs in the playoffs. Was always famous for starting out slow, but finishing up strong.
Think of a semifinal matchup against Destrehan. I think it was against the future LSU Tiger quarterback.
There was a night against West Monroe in the snow, in a little bit of snow. And, gosh, I want to say it was like they lost 7 or 6 nothing. Or 7-6. It was some, and this was, to go to the Superdome. Brian Fine, excellent coach, and I guarantee if he's playing over there, they're gonna run toss, they're gonna run counter tray, they're gonna run a little counter pass. I don't know. Maybe he's bought into the whole spread thing. Maybe he's drank the Kool-Aid. I don't know.
Let me tell you this: Union High School, that is the only high school in the parish. They consolidated all those little schools, and that's the only high school in the parish, Union Parish.
Yep. Versus Rummel. I'm sorry. So it wasn't West Monroe. Versus Rummel, 7-6, and he's saying he's a triple option guy now. So Westgate will be facing the triple option against Union Parish. Thanks to Coach Brody for passing on
Abbeville.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, Abbeville versus Union Parish. Yeah, I got confused with the whole Westgate-Brian Fine combination.
Coach Brody was always complimenting Coach Fine.
They were dear friends.
Yeah.
Dear friends. Coach Fine, one of the most prolific, ice cold beer drinkers you've ever met in your life. And I want to say it, Craig. It was something like Milwaukee's best light. He was a connoisseur.
Connoisseur. Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's best.
I understand. Yeah, there's another variety.
All right, finishing up. So I went with two teams this week, and I would have gone with even bigger spreads because I felt, number one, that Clemson wanted to show Wake Forest, you are my little brother. You will always be my little brother. We own the state of South Carolina, and they did. They were a 4.5-point favorite, and they win by 19 over Wake Forest, 48-27. And, again, Michigan has something to prove.
It seemed like Michigan and Ohio State were proving to each other what they are going to face this Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. That game this Saturday.
So Michigan, who was minus 15 against the Terps, that they went 59-18. So that one's not even close. And so, yeah, man, look, I'm 13-7-2, man. I'm in fuego.
Yes, you are. I'm in fuego.
But like I told Jeff when I came in this morning, the one thing will get me out of fuego is to actually put money on these games. And then I guarantee you I'll sink. So I'm just going to stay with the pretend money.
All right.
And just, toot my own horn.
That Monopoly money.
Exactly. I'm going to stick with hopefully beating you guys out of a cold beverage when the season's over.
Yeah, if I understand, might not take more than two.
All right. We're going to be back tomorrow. Remember, like I said, We'll only be Bayou Sports this week from Monday through Wednesday in this Thanksgiving week. We want to wish everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving week. And on behalf of our wonderful sponsors, Caffrey Real Estate, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, Gator Outdoors, Gritic Electric, call Jonas at 944-4547, and KK's Cafe. Go get you some food. Go get you some cheesecake. Stay tuned. We got Lee Cake coming up right after this with the Breakfast Club.